Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike Schilt's probably real tired of being asked about Michael King. Said that they'll have more information tomorrow. I mean, we have to ask him. We're going to have him on the air again. I'm going to apologize for asking him yet again for the 70th time, since Kinger went down.
He said testing was very favorable.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I mean,
yes,
it's they have ruled out some things that are bad, apparently.
Okay, good. That's half the battle, I guess.
But until you know what it is, I can't totally jump onto the optimism bandwagon.
Sure. Yeah. And what you don't want is this to become a thing. You know, it can't be a thing this year. Well, he's got to go back on the IL. And the back and forth of, Kyle Hart, you asked in the break, does Kyle Hart get another start? And I don't know. I don't know that he's the guy, man. And Matt Waldron, I guess, is supposed to be pretty close. Matt Waldron could slot into the rotation to pick up a start for Kyle Hart.
Saved the middle of the season last year.
He did.
Could we be on another path where Matt Waldron comes and saves the middle of the season this year for the San Diego Padres?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know that Kyle Hart gets another start. I don't know. I just don't know how to feel about him. I really don't. I wanted it to be better.
He seems like a fairly comfortable at-bat for opposing players.
I would say so.
Is he going to get some outs? Off-speed stuff isn't bad. If he's locating, he can get some outs.
You can't throw him against the Dodgers. You can't throw him against the better teams.
I'd be very nervous to see him against one of those teams.
Yeah, as Arturo says, the schedule doesn't get any easier. No, it sure doesn't. And as Ben just reminded me off the air, after today, it's 26
games in 27 days.
I mean, that's as gnarly of a stretch as you're going to get.
I mean, you need at least 5 starters.
At least.
If not a sixth one. And right now, you got 4 that you feel okay about. And one of them is Kolek.
And one of them is Kolek, and one of them is Randy Vasquez, yeah. Who, again, is
Randy Vasquez is solidly in the rotation. Now, he's your number 3 guy
question,
at the moment.
No question. So, without King, it could get really, really dicey. And I think those guys know. They see who's coming up on the schedule. But you can't live worrying about tomorrow a lot of these times. You have to just go win the game in front of you today. And it is going to take – it's going to take a lot of things to go well.
So with King, again, he said the testing so far has been favorable. So I assume that means they've ruled out a couple of the more common shoulder ailments. Like, okay – there's nothing that we need to surgically repair that we found up there. It looks good. That's obviously a positive sign. But other than finding something bad, which is obviously the worst thing. Oh, yeah, it's bad. We need to shut you down for 3 months. Not figuring it out is also a problem because that is also something you don't ever want as a pitcher, to throw him out there and not really know what's wrong with him. You have to figure it out before you can really do anything. Is it rest? Does he need rehab? What does he need?
Yeah.
And I don't think they know what Michael King needs at this point. That's the frustrating part. They got a good team of trainers, doctors, medical staff. that apparently still doesn't know what it is. And that's a little concerning when, you know, they have a lot of data on pitchers and injuries and they know what to look for. I mean, they know exactly what to look for. They can do it with your fantasy campers. Those trainers can diagnose. They take a fantasy camper. It takes about 5 seconds to know. Here's what you did. I mean, they can tap on your knee or tap on your shoulder and elbow. 5 seconds, and there's 95% chance they've got their diagnosis down because these guys know their stuff. And the fact that they're still testing and probing and scanning, trying to figure out what is going on with this shoulder, this scap thing for Michael King, that's a concern that they don't know what it is.
Well, there's two big ones, man. It's Michael King and it's Yu Darvish. And you feel like if you got some sort of word that Michael King will start here and Yu Darvish will start here, I think it sets your I think it sets your mind at ease a little bit. But I don't know, man, because again, without King, and I'll say to some extent too, you know, without Yu Darvish, I wasn't really planning on Yu Darvish anytime soon until recently. Now it's kind of the specter of Yu Darvish hanging over you. Like, is this going to happen at all this season? And that's a little bit concerning, meaning you're going to have to figure out a way to go out and acquire more pitching somehow. I don't know what you have down below to bring up that's going to be effective against that nasty schedule in June. Nasty. It's going to be nasty. June is going to be a gauntlet.
I mean, we saw Omar Cruz. They didn't put him in. Brian Burgert came up earlier. Yeah. You know, right now, though, there's not any surefire guys coming up to help you in the starting rotation. We'll talk more Padres baseball coming up, but I wanted to get a little college basketball. We're nowhere near the college basketball season yet. Maybe the most impactful decision of the Aztecs 2025-2026 season was made yesterday when Miles Byrd, facing a deadline of 11:59 p.m. last night, didn't cut it close. It was early in the afternoon when he posted on social media his decision about the draft, saying that he is returning to San Diego State for one more season at least, for his junior season technically, but his fourth year in the program. And I think, obviously, Woods, this is a huge, huge boon for Brian Dutcher's team to get
big time.
A guy with experience, a guy who led the team in steals last season, the second leading scorer, knows the program, plays the defensive system, everything you're looking for. You know, I think Miles Byrd just adds to your team in spades coming back next season. And, you know, I loved what he said. He's coming back to graduate. He's coming back to win a championship. And that's what he wants to do at San Diego State next season.
Can't wait. I can't wait to see him. I'm super happy. I was very, I was excited by this news yesterday. Don't know the reasoning behind it other than potentially Ben didn't get what he was looking for. You know, he wasn't going to get what he was exactly looking for. And I love that that he's going to come back, bet on himself, a very motivated Miles Byrd. Not that motivation has really ever been a factor for him. He's always looked motivated to me every time he touches the court. One of the most motivated guys you'll see. But for whatever reason, didn't get what he wanted, wasn't going to get what he was looking for, and said, all right, man, let's run this back, and I'm going to gamble on myself. Still going to make some good money playing for SDSU next year.
Yeah, six figures easily.
Yep, in some premier games, some premier tournaments, and against some premier opponents, and he'll be able to feature himself and move on to the next level, I have no doubt.
So now with Byrd coming back and Reese Waters returning after missing last season with an injury, you've got some really experienced guys leading the way, and then you've got a Magoon Gwath who was out but then back in and is going to come back. You've got some newcomers.
New guys, Sean Newman Louisiana Tech, and then you got the guy from San Jose State, Latrell Davis. They have some
you have the Miles Heide and Farrell Compton,
yes,
and Taj DeGorville, who've been like hitting the gym hard this offseason, coming back as well.
Ooh, I'm getting sweaty. You know, it's going to be fun.
Right now,
fun team.
Brian Dutcher's biggest issue will be the rotation.
Minutes and
what
rotation.
What does it look like, and keeping everybody happy, because he's got a deep, talented team that is projecting definitely as a preseason, now top 25 favorite, you know, to win the Mountain West Conference, get back to the NCAA tournament, and potentially go on a run in the NCAA tournament. Now, long way to go, but if you want to bet on anyone, you know, knowing the culture, the defensive focus. You know, those guys are going to be balling out on defense with Nick Boyd's gone, but with Bird coming back, he's a shot blocker too.
Yep.
You're not going to want to be playing. San Diego State is going to be a monster for teams to face
Lagoon
this year.
Lagoon and Bird. I'm really excited to see and look forward to seeing how it all comes together, how it all gels, and it's going to take a minute. You know, obviously you got new players and a couple guys coming into a new system. But
compared to most college basketball teams, even the big boys, with the amount of transfer portal, the guys coming in, it takes them months.
Yep.
And this is a team that is going to be very comfortable. I mean, your biggest new guy is a guy who's been in the program, Reese Waters, for a couple of years already, that was at all the practices last year. He knows all these guys really, really well. That's going to be an easy addition. The freshmen that are coming in, you can bring them along as quickly or as slowly as you need to. And everybody else is now experienced. They're going to hit the ground running this season.
Stay healthy. You know, Reese Waters getting injured last year. You know, they had a good season. Not up to their standards, certainly, but at least the new standard that they've put forth. But man, you know, you stay healthy, Ben, this team could be an absolute, they're going to be a joy to watch. You know, they're not going to win every game, but they are going to be a joy to watch play basketball.
Yeah, they have not released the full schedule for the upcoming season, but I think it's going to be, especially playing them early, is going to be tough. They're going to be in that Players Era tournament again in Las Vegas, which is bigger, more money, more exposure. And they did announce last week a game against University of Arizona on December 20th. It's going to be played at the Footprint Center in Phoenix. It's part of the Hall of Fame series, a doubleheader. So that's another marquee opponent early in the season. I think the Aztecs are potentially going to look really good in some of those non-conference games. They're going to be a team a lot of people are talking about, you know, Christmas time. Aztecs are going to be, I think, on a lot of national radar screens.
Good. I think well deserved. And having the guys like Magoon Gwath that you know, everyone was so nervous he was going to leave and he's going to go here. He's going to make $1 billion playing for Kentucky or somebody else. Nope. He's going to be right here. Miles Byrd is going to the NBA. Nope. He's going to be right here. Reese Waters coming back. Like, this team's going to be, hey, man, nothing if not enjoyable and fun and potentially really great.
Now the only problem is we got to wait several months.
Sure.
As their season doesn't start until November.
Yeah, so it's always the tough wait, man, for college football and college basketball. If you feel like you've got a squad, now there's some teams out there that are like, I don't care. You know, let me see what we're bringing to the table. But if you're a college football fan like I am, and I, you know, my team went to the national championship game last year, Benny, I'm pretty excited for college football to get rolling and, you know, rooting for the Aztecs. I'm pretty excited for college basketball to get going.
But we got baseball to fill the time, this summer, and we'll talk more Padres coming up. We got don't and do this ahead. And Woods and I actually still have a couple of choices to make on do this.
They're both great.
Because they
Maybe
are
we'll
great.
Do them both.
Maybe we'll do them both.
Yep.
Let's actually squeeze two Do this is into the program because
squeezing two doo-doos together
into the program,
right?
Yes, because I love what the Padres did yesterday. You saw the video from Sam Levitt with Ronnie Simone, the guy who committed the 3.5 errors, and how they responded. Loved that stuff. We'll get to that and more coming up next. Don't do this ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry. I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this. Brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't
leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at will.com.
This.
Yes, is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. And we will start with Stephen Woods and the story from the National Football League.
This one, you learn something new every day. I saw this when it came out. And I saw Stephon Diggs on a boat having a great time. A bunch of ladies around him. And I thought, okay, big deal. The guy's, it's the off season. He's got practice starting soon. But he's getting one last hurrah for summer before he gets, or, you know, for spring, before he gets after it with his new team, the New England Patriots. Benjamin. But I guess I didn't see him opening this little case and passing a bag of pink salt looking substance over to one of the girls and told her, don't do all of it. And I go, what the hell is that? So I went and did a little research. And again, I learned something new every day.
Was it the stuff they put in those giant straws at the fair, like the pixie stick?
It was not
sugar?
Pixie stick, as far as I know. No one knows
sometimes
exactly.
Sometimes they color that pink and yep. It's delicious.
No one knows exactly what this was, but it did come in a baggie. And he did right. Have it in a little case, and he opened it up, and he said, here, take some, just don't do it all. So I looked it up. Everyone's saying it potentially is called Tusi, T-U-S-I, and I looked. It's how you pronounce it, Tusi. And it
sounds like one of those online streaming platforms.
It does, but they said it's a recreational drug. It's growing in popularity, and it is a mixture of illicitly manufactured drugs like ketamine, ecstasy, and cocaine mixed together and dyed pink because it, well, apparently looks cool. So they dye it pink. And
so like they do with red wine when they do a blend. It's not a Pinot Noir or a Cab. It's kind of a
they mix it
it's kind
together.
Of a blend, a proprietary blend.
Yeah, I've heard this. I've heard Trail Mix is another version of this back in my day, but they also call it pink cocaine. And apparently he had this, and again, it's all alleged at this point, but he handed it over and said, don't do it all. And, well, he's in a little bit of trouble. Mike Vrabel, who's the new coach. I mean, this is brand new. Dude's brand new. Signed a huge, huge deal to come play for the New England Patriots, Ben. On a boat, passing this stuff out, getting after it. Not a great look.
Vrabel said, it's something we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field.
So far, so good. Yeah. He said, any conversations I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club. But yes, this message will be the same for all of our players. We're trying to make great decisions.
Done with don't do this. Let's go to do this. We got two of them for you.
DD mega do do.
And I'll stay in the NFL. As I told you either last week or earlier this week, when Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, passed away, I had no idea that around the league he was thought of as such a great guy. I mean, you saw the stories, and he seemed like a bit of a clown sometimes in the media, and you thought, oh, I bet they hate to see him coming in the front office in Indianapolis. Not the case at all, and the outpouring of love after he passed away was really genuine, but no more genuine than former wide receiver Reggie Wayne, who was talking to the media at the Colts complex yesterday and got really emotional in discussing Jim Irsay, his former owner, and what he told the other receivers about him.
I told the receivers, I said, a lot of y'all don't really know him.
Man.
He would have did anything for anybody. He really gave the clothes off his back. I said, y'all don't really know him. And luckily, like all them dudes, they've just been here, right? So you don't know nothing else. But I said, but he cared about his players. He cared about his team. Cared about the city. And it wasn't just the players. He cared about people in the building. Like, it was that dude. And I told him, y'all got homework to do, man. Like, read about him. Right? Learn about him. So you really know the type of person he was.
Very sweet.
Very nice. Wasn't
very
it?
Nice. Yeah, it's long, but very nice.
It's like a minute 15. You have no patience.
Well, there's the long...
He was gathering himself.
Pauses.
He was emotional.
Between... the words.
Right. He was genuinely emotional.
He was very emotional.
All right, I'll let you finish up.
All right,
do this.
I'll do another one. Hit it again, Adam. Why not?
DD mega doo doo.
Yes, this was cool. Ronnie Simon. We all know the Ronnie Simone story. Miami Marlins second baseman had a really rough night the other night. Really, really rough night. Four errors. One was taken off. It's probably still an error. But and came off the field, was very emotional, ran down the tunnel. You know, had to be consoled by his coaches and teammates and whatnot. This was a really cool moment, I thought. Sammy Leavitt actually tweeted this video yesterday. I thought it was great. I don't know. Did Sammy go get that?
I think so, yeah, in the Marlins clubhouse before the game.
Yep, and we've got audio. This is him talking about his rough night.
Ronnie, you said that some of the Padres players texted you as well. Do you have, before yesterday, like a relationship with any of those guys? Do you know those guys well?
I know Tatis, I know Arraez, but I never talked to some guys. So yesterday when something happened over there, the like reaction over there, everything just text me in the night. Machado, Tatis, Arraez, Robinson Cano, he called me too. A lot of guys, everybody is going to text me. I don't respond because I was a little bit my emotional in my room. So, but I have a lot of messages in my phone too. And just the only thing I say thank you for everybody. Like, so because cool. You're going to support me. I love everybody who's going to text me. I know he's current right now. So, thank you.
Pretty
very,
cool.
Very cool moment. Manny, Toddy, Arraez, Robinson Cano, Luis Castillo all reached out and said, hey, we've all been there. it's the big leagues. You're going to be okay. Saw him. He was first guy out yesterday getting extra work. Somebody had posted a video of him out there. He didn't play in yesterday's game, I don't believe.
He did not.
But was out there getting a little extra work.
Keep in mind, though, as he said, he knows Tatis, I think, from like the Dominican and Winter League. But he said he didn't know the other guys. So that means they had to probably ask Toddy for his number and just want to go and reach out on their own. And, you know, keep your head up. The gist of the messages was, hey, keep your head up. Everybody has a bad day in the big leagues. Don't let this get you down. You know, we support you as a fraternity of baseball players. And I thought that was so cool. You know, I know some people think, why would you help an opponent, especially when you still have to play them? But these are the kind of people you want to have on your team. Guys like Manny and Tatis and Arraez who are supportive. It doesn't matter what uniform you're wearing at the time. They're all baseball players, and they're all human beings.
Yeah,
and they saw guys struggling.
They are in a big fraternity. They're all in the same union, by the way. I mean, these guys are close. And, of course, between the lines, you know, you want to beat your opponent, and certainly took advantage of his errors to win a ball game. I did tweet yesterday, maybe Ronnie's Simone can text Manny and offer him some words of encouragement after his error in the eighth inning.
I think Manny will be okay.
I think Manny's going to be fine as well. I know he leads MLB in errors right now, but still want to hit the third base more times than not.
And that's Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we are, one-third of the way through the baseball season. We can take stock of where the Padres are and what they are on pace to do, if that matters at all. Plus, SDFC comes up short last night on the road in the Pacific Northwest. We'll get to all of that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Did you hear that sigh? when Adam just said, so you want me to put together a Klug report? I said, absolutely. He goes, did you hear that?
It was the least chipper I've been all morning.
Klug report will be coming up today at 9 a.m.
He is trying to be a little more chipper than usual. There's no hoodie. There's
no hoodie.
There hasn't been any slouching,
he's
really.
Not, make sure not to wear a hoodie today.
He's not sullen. He doesn't look like a wide receiver one in a meeting sitting over there with his hoodie on. Like, I don't want to be here, bro.
Why do they all look like that?
I don't know.
You're right. That's that. I can see the image of them sitting in one of those chairs in an NFL complex, slouching with their hoodie on.
Hoodie on. Like, hey, do you want to be here, dude, or don't you?
He's like, I know what routes I'm running. Throw me the ball.
Yeah, just give me the ball. We'll be fine. God, man. Adam Klug, wide receiver one.
It's funny because in football, you feel like you have some agency over, hey, we execute. We're going to score.
Yeah.
You know, if our quarterback makes the throws and our receiver makes the catches, our guys block well, we're going to move the ball down the field. We're going to score.
Correct.
The other kind of football, you don't necessarily have as much agency sometimes.
Frustrating.
It does feel like you can do everything right.
And still lose
a game. And, you know, again, we're not huge experts on the beautiful game yet. We're learning. We're watching. You know, watched at least some of that game last night for San Diego FC at the Seattle Sounders.
Me too.
And from my layman's eyes, SDFC looked like the better team. They controlled the possession for two-thirds of the match. They took more shots. They had more good opportunities to score. You know, they put more runners in scoring position, to borrow a baseball metaphor.
Pretty much.
They went 0-for with runners in scoring position. Meanwhile, Seattle only had a couple of chances here and there, but they connected on one. It happened about 15 minutes into the second half by Jesus Ferreira, and that was it for the game. It was one of those 1-0 soccer games that sometimes gives the sport a little bit of a bad reputation from us, you know, maybe non-appreciators,
the casuals, like us.
Like, really? We're supposed to be entertained by our team dominating, but not scoring and losing 1-0. We watched 90-plus minutes of action for that at the end of the game.
To be fair, I watched like 17-plus minutes, but because I had to do the MC at Little League thing. But as soon as we got in the car to go home, I put the game on. And as I was getting ready, getting the kids ready for bed, had the game on. And, yeah, man, just wasn't – it's like loading the bases, you know, four innings in a row, and you don't get anything across. And that can be – think about how frustrated you are when that happens, you know, with your baseball team. But, again, I wish I knew how to better put into words like what I saw. I saw right when I tuned in, Ben, I saw SDFC have six chances. I mean, really.
So were you
really
watching first half or second half?
It was second half.
Second half?
Second half.
Okay, so they didn't actually even start some of their stars like Chucky Lozano. Being a midweek match, and they played a lot lately, and they have another game on Saturday. Mikey Varas decided to hold some of those guys as reserves, as substitutes that he brought in the second half, and it looked like that was a pretty good decision. You know, they played well in the first half. They didn't score, but they didn't give up any goals, and they had all these guys like Chucky coming off the bench fresh in the second half for that push to win the game, and it just didn't work out for San Diego FC, you know, not having Chucky in the lineup. Anders Dreyer didn't have his greatest game. Carlos Dreyer wasn't his usual self. I don't know that I can totally analyze, you know, Dreyer's performance, but he didn't have much of an impact on the game, at least from what I saw. And by the way, credit to the Seattle's goalkeeper. Now, I didn't know this. I did hear a little bit of our friend Darren Smith talking about it, though. He's been like the best goalkeeper in MLS. Best goals against average. He's been doing it for years. His name is Stefan Fry, and he made some good saves. You know, you get frustrated. You're like, hey, we did everything right, and then this one guy on the field gets to use his hands, which just totally seems unfair. The rest of us can't. And we kick a great ball at him, and he stops it with his hands. And, like, he's good at it. And, you know, just didn't work out for SDFC yesterday.
Yeah, it was a, you know, again, one of those games that you felt decent about winning. Right. As I saw somebody tweet last night, look, I feel bad for the next opponent because the SDFC's process looks really, really good right now. And, again, to go back to baseball, we talk about it a lot. Sometimes you don't hit with runners in scoring position, right? But what is the good thing you can take away from that? We got runners in scoring position. So those hits will come, those goals will come for SDFC. They stuck to the process. As you said, rested some guys early. Could benefit them on Saturday.
Ray is laughing. Ben explained goalies.
Yeah, goalies.
Yeah. He's the one guy in the field that's allowed to use his hands, whereas the other 10 men on the field are not. They can only use their legs and their head and their shoulder, their chest, but they can't use any of their arms as part of the sport. That's a foul. That's called a handball. And yeah, it's either results in a free kick or a penalty kick if it happens in the box for the other team.
KG says, a game that felt extremely or entirely winnable, we still lost. Sound familiar. I know. You look at this. You look back at this Marlins series, Ben. You probably should have lost the first game. You definitely should have lost the second game, and you should have won the third game. And you ended up winning the first two. It makes no sense at all. Sports are dumb. We say it all the time. Baseball, especially, is a really, really dumb, dumb sport.
SDFC though feels like most of the games they play, like they should have won. Yeah. There's only been like a couple where you felt like, oh, they definitely didn't deserve to win that one. The rest of them, like. They have their chances. They're there. They either win them, they draw, or they lose, but they feel like they should have won. So they're still in good spot near the top of the table in the Western Conference. Their 5-match unbeaten streak does come to an end. They could have been almost perfect in May. No losses, but they suffer one in their last match. They will actually, I think that Saturday's still May, isn't it? 31st. So they got one more match in the month of May. Austin FC coming to Snapdragon Stadium on Saturday night at 7:30. I don't have anything planned right now, so I put in a request at least for a credential to go up to the press box and
look at you.
Check it out, because I have not been to a game yet, and I feel like I need to get out there.
I'll be in a cave in Joshua
That's
Tree
right.
doing scream therapy or something.
Don't bring any Tusi.
I will not bring. No, no, that's not this kind of trip. No Tusi
okay.
will be
okay, good.
Carried with me to Joshua Tree. I'm going to try the Aaron Rodgers thing, maybe. What did he do?
Darkness retreat?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. All options
sensory
are on the table.
Sensory deprivation?
Potentially. Deprive myself of some senses. Yes. Heading out Friday after the show. My once a year spiritual retreat. Went to the sound. What's the place called? The Integratron.
Oh, yeah.
Last time, which was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. Yeah. 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 They do you lay there and. It's amazing. Magical place. But we did that last time. We're going to go to Slab City this time.
Oh. Okay.
I've never been.
Well, don't the people like set up tents and
I don't
stuff
know.
Or RVs? Or...
I have no idea.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of Slab City, too. I've seen pictures.
I try to really stay as far away as possible, actually, I think.
But I've never...
Is that near Burning Man?
I have no idea.
That's another thing that I stay as far away from as possible.
What I wouldn't give to have you cover Burning Man for this show. I would do anything to have you at either the... What's the festival they do downtown?
Waterfront?
No.
No.
The EDM one.
Oh.
I want you there next year, for sure. And then I want you at Burning Man.
Burning Man sounds like my absolute nightmare.
Would you have an anxiety attack, do you think?
I might.
If we now, what if I went with you?
To Burning Man?
Yeah. I've never
that
been.
That might make it worse, actually.
You think so? Me just goading you?
Crossed.
Yeah,
without vowels.
With no vowels.
Yeah. Crossed.
That would be good.
Downtown.
And that's kind of a soft landing for you. Because it's here. It's
yeah,
local.
At least I can go sleep in my own bed.
Yeah.
Well, I think what worries me the most is where am I going to sleep for the night? I like a comfy bed. Yeah, I don't want to do.
Can you save that, by the way, Adam? All right,
I like a comfy bed.
Yeah, you have those capabilities. Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Slab City. I hear that it's really an interesting place, so we're going to do that.
Love slabs, do you?
I do love slabs. So we're going to go out there, see what that's about, and go out to the park Friday night as we always do, and howl at the moon.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Let's check traffic. When we finish traffic, we'll talk about the Padres at the 1/3 mark. Of the 2025 Major League Baseball season next year on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of surprised me as I was going through the standings yesterday, and I looked at the Padres, and they are officially now 31-23, which is 54 games played. 54 times 3 is 162, meaning the Padres are officially 1/3 of the way through the Major League Baseball season. And wouldn't you know, 31 times 3 projects to
93,
which is exactly the number of wins they finished with last season.
Correct.
On their way to the playoffs at 93 wins. Now, this year's National League is very competitive. You'd like to think that 93 is probably good enough to get the Padres into the playoffs as it was last year. I can't 100% promise you that, but you know, if they do the same thing, 31-23 in their next two segments of the year, they would finish again with 93 wins and be tracking likely toward a playoff spot. Now, right now, if you look at the wild card standings, and since we're past Memorial Day, I think you are allowed to look at the standings. The Mets, who are behind the Phillies in the NL East, currently lead the wild card at 34-22. And then the Padres and Cardinals are both 8 games above 500 in a virtual tie for the second and third wild card spots, 1 game ahead of the San Francisco Giants. So those are your 4 top wild card contenders. Then you go down a few games to the Brewers, the Reds, the Diamondbacks, and the Braves, who are all between 3.5 and 5.5 games out.
They actually do wild. Yeah, they do. They have wild card right now. Yeah,
you can do
exactly
it.
Right.
You can do it on day one of the season and figure it out. But it's not really that meaningful until you get later in the year, and you can pretty much ignore the standings for the first 2 months. But now that you're 1/3 of the way through, mentioned it on Memorial Day or on Tuesday that something like 65% to 70% of teams that are in first place go on to win their divisions, you know, from Memorial Day on. So there is some significance now to where you are in the standings.
Well, so much has to go right for you. Honestly, so much has to go wrong for other teams. It's so health dependent. We've seen, God, over the last 5 years, think about when we've been covering this team, Ben, the last 7 years together, think about how many juggernauts there were in the first half of seasons and, you know, completely fell off the map. We've been one of them. You know, the collapse in 21, the team that could never get going in 23, we've seen it all. It means really nothing today. I think the Padres are in a really good spot. And I'll be honest, they're in a better spot than I thought they would be at this point to the season.
That's fair. I said earlier in the show, they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And David Jay, our friend from Matt Friars, who was in the chat, said, I don't know, kind of said pretty good shape. I mean, they're 31-23, way better than they were last year. And they're managed by a guy whose teams always get better in the second half of the season.
Every year of his career.
Which is true.
It actually freaked me out that we got off to such a hot start.
But, you know, if Mike Schilt does his thing and the Padres, you know, improve as the game goes on, as the series goes on, as the season goes on, they're going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Now, if you go back, though, the Padres are right now 8 games above 500. They were 7 games above 500 after 7 games of the season. So, essentially, for most of the first third of the season, they've played 500 baseball.
Yeah.
They've been 1 game above 500 since game 8 of the 2025 season. Now, that's cherry picking. You don't erase the first 7 games and the wins they got against the Braves and the Guardians. But, you know, at some point, they've been up, they've been down, they've been up, they've been down. Going 500 over long stretches is very common in Major League Baseball, even among good teams.
Sure.
You don't want to... You don't want to go way under 500 for long stretches, but you're okay going at 500, so that's fine. But I'm going to need a little bit more into this second third of the season just to make sure, you know, the Padres at least stay where they are and maybe, you know, slowly climb their way back up. You'd love to be 12, 14 games above 500, you know, as you get closer to the All-Star break. And then, you know, make a strong push in August and September, presumably, after A.J. Preller finds a way to add pieces like a left fielder and maybe another pitcher in the trade market, and then, you know, then go on a strong run at the end of the year. And not only could you get to 93 wins, I think, you know, 96, 98 could still be on the table for this team. But a lot of that will be determined in this next month when the Padres have 26 games in 27 days.
Let me give you the opponents, too. You got the Pirates coming in who are just murdering the baseball right now. Brian Reynolds is finding his stroke. You've got a really good power hitter for them. They got Mitch Keller is going to be going against us. He's been really, really good. You're going to miss Paul Skeen, so that's good. But you got to find a way to win this series at home against the Pirates, Ben, because after that, you got the Giants. Then you got the Brewers. Then you got the Dodgers here. Then you've got the Diamondbacks at their house. Then you've got the Dodgers at their house. Then you've got the Royals here. You got the Nationals here. And then you go to Cincinnati to finish the month. Yeah. And then July, you're greeted warmly in Philadelphia by the Phillies, And so, yeah, it just it's going to be June is going to be such a telling month for this.
I think those are all, you know, good teams, and those are all going to be challenges for the Padres. But the only team that you mentioned until the Phillies, so the entire month of June, only one team has a better record than the Padres.
The Dodgers.
It's the Dodgers, and they're only two games ahead of the Padres. So it's not like you're taking on teams that are, oh, we got no chance against all of these guys. No, you've been better than every single one of those teams that you mentioned other than the Dodgers. Maybe just a couple games better, but there's no impossible mountains to climb. It's just, I think the challenge is...
Six against the Dodgers is going to be, that's going to be a challenge, you know?
I would say the Dodgers would say the same thing about six against the Padres.
That's seven, actually.
The challenge is 26 games in 27 days.
Yep, with a decimated pitching staff.
You have been blessed early in the season by having weekly days off. Essentially, the Padres have had at least one day off almost every week of the season so far. It's allowed Mike Schilt to use his higher leverage bullpen guys aggressively. It's allowed him to keep his starters on usually a little extra rest as they've been going without having to go to a six-man rotation. That all ends tomorrow. They have to have, you know, pitchers every 5 days. They have bullpens that will not have off days to reset.
Yeah, man.
The challenge becomes much greater over this next month for the San Diego Padres, not only because the opponents are good, because the schedule does them no favors for the next month of the season. Now, every team plays 162. They will all go through stretches like this over the course of the year. You got to survive it, though. You know, I don't expect the Padres to make a huge run over the next month where they go 21-5
or something
like that. It's not likely to go 21-5 in the next 26. But if they go 14-12,
it's pretty
solid. They're 10 games above 500. That's actually a fairly solid month of play with no days off.
No doubt. I think tempering expectations it's the way I live. You have to. David says, you guys going to know what to do with yourselves on Fridays over the next month? No, we're not, because they've been off every friggin' Thursday so far, except for, I think, one this entire season. They'd played in Atlanta, I think, on a Thursday. We came in Friday. We're like, well, this is new. We actually have a game to talk about. So, no, we're not going to know what to do with ourselves, certainly. But, yeah, man, the stretch starts tomorrow with the Pirates. Going to ask Mike Schilt about that. You know, getting your guys ready for that. They have had plenty of days off to start the season. It's about to heat up.
I mean, you want to win this series against the Pirates or even sweep it.
Yeah.
If you're going for 14-12, 15-11, a good start is going to help you out, because this is your chance. You have an off day and then three against a last-place team. And then the schedule gets tough.
No doubt.
It gets tough in June. And that's okay. That's okay.
That's what you want, man. That's it. That's how you become, you know,
the Padres
become a great team.
The Padres have played well. I mean, the better teams they played, the Guardians, you know, they swept them earlier in the season.
Is it all NL teams or no? We're going to have...
It's mostly NL teams.
Mostly, yeah. We got the
Royals, I think, are the only interleague team.
No,
so
chalk those up to L's. But the rest, we should roll, because we dominate the NL.
Second half of Ben and Woods. We got Real or Fake at 8:20. Eno Saris from The Athletic going to join us at 8:35. In-season Sammy's going to be in studio ahead of the roundtable at 10 o'clock. So lots to get to, plus a Klug report as well.
Can't wait.
Don't go away. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.